This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What TV show do you hate that everyone else loves?
The Office, and it's everywhere right now.
I will give you that it is everywhere, because since it left Netflix, there's been this huge push with it on Peacock. Everybody's talking about it. It's all over Comedy Central.
It's like taking Comedy Central over. It's on like 12 hours in a row.
It's a really good show, though.
No, it's not. It's not funny.
It's like awkward funny, like uncomfortable funny.
It's so uncomfortable. It's like cringeworthy. I've seen funnier shows on QVC.
Well, oh, how dare you? How dare you? We put it up on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and there are some interesting answers. Melissa hates Antique Roadshow.
Oh, the Antique Roadshow is fantastic. Now that's funny.
I've been sucked into many a marathon of that, and maybe it's because I don't have cable downstairs. It's only upstairs, which that's a different story for a different day.
Yeah.
But I will watch like a complete marathon. A bunch of people are saying Grey's Anatomy, including Candace, and she said she works in the medical field and it makes it even worse.
I'm sure it does. Like, I mean, that's like her livelihood. If there was a show about radio, you and I would just watch it and judge.
No, I love Frasier. Frasier's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Oh, there's another one I can't stand. It's Frasier.
What?
Yes, it gives me nightmares, I swear.
Why do you hate all my favorite things? What is wrong with you? Amy said The Masked Dancer. How is that even a show? And that one I have to agree with, because I love The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
The Masked Dancer, though, you're just looking at their body like, now does their body look like so-and-so's body? Like, the whole thing feels a little uncomfortable to me.
Yeah, right.
And then we're getting so many people saying Seinfeld.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, Seinfeld is like the greatest American sitcom of all time.
You could say the same thing about Frasier.
Absolutely not.
So what TV show do you hate that everybody loves? 503-733-5105. Liz and Mike in the morning. But if Mike keeps hating on Frasier and the Office, it might just be Liz in the morning, 105.1 The Buzz.
Whatever.
I would say This Is Us.
Wow, that is bold.
You know what it is? I feel like it's over scripted and they try too hard to evoke emotion out of people. And it just seems like really fake. I don't know.
I will get on board with you now because they do pander. They pander to make you cry.
Is that what happens?
Yes. And I was so emotionally invested the first couple seasons, especially when we found out that the crock pot started the fire and that's how Jack passed. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
but now that I've had like more stuff in my life happen that's like really sad, I can't bring myself to watch This Is Us because it like messes with me psychologically. I don't know how else to say it. Like before, it was like I had nothing sad to draw from and I was just like, this crock pot's so sad. Poor Jack. And now I'm like, poor Jack. Poor, you know what I mean?
Poor like, me.
Yeah, I know. That sounds really bad. But now I'm like, I can't handle the tears. I do enough of that on my own.
Right, yeah. I just feel like they try too hard to be like a mix of Gilmore Girls and Seventh Heaven.
I never thought of it that way, but it is.
It really is just there to make you cry.
Yeah. What TV show do you hate that everyone else loves? You hate The Office.
Yeah, and I can't get away from it. It's on Comedy Central like 24/7 now.
We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and Paul says he hates Cobra Kai.
Wow, I haven't seen it yet, but everybody like raves about it.
Sherry said Breaking Bad.
Oof, I love Breaking Bad.
That was so good.
I watched it like twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was so hooked on it. Belinda said everybody loves Raymond. 503-733-5105.
I hate The Bachelor or like The Bachelorette, but I feel like everyone else absolutely loves it and I can't stand it.
Oh, I'm going to be honest. So I don't like The Bachelorette because I think it's boring. But I love The Bachelor.
Isn't it the same show?
No, because the thing is, it's like, I don't know. on The Bachelorette, you have all these dudes that are like, oh, I'm going to make her like me. Oh.
Ooh, take my shirt off. Oh, look at this.
Yeah, and it's all like.
I do terrible on that show, by the way.
Leave your shirt on, Mike. But so, I don't know. I don't relate to it as well. But when it's like a group of women, I'm always hoping that they turn against The Bachelor, where every single one of them is like, we don't need you, and they storm off the show.
I thought it was like a lot of cat and sass, not camaraderie.
There's camaraderie, too, because they spend more time with each other than they actually do The Bachelor.
Wow.
And so I'm always like waiting. I'm waiting for the season that happens, and it'll probably never actually happen, but it keeps me going. I'm just saying, Chris Harrison, that would be the most unexpected season of The Bachelor ever.
You should be a writer for the unscripted show.
That's how they always pitch it every season, is you'll never believe what happened. And you know what? I think that would work if all of them just walked off on The Bachelor. What TV show do you hate that everyone else loves?
The Witcher.
Ooh, I don't think I've ever heard of that
one. Is that the video game one on Netflix?
Beat the heck out of me. I don't know. All I know is that I could not get through the first episode because the sword fight, the tearing flesh, the cracking of the bones.
Ooh, this sounds like my kind of show, though.
Oh, it's based on a book. I'm so sorry. I Googled it, and I think you'll take reassurance in this. The second suggested Google search is, why is The Witcher series so bad?
I'm so glad because my husband and sister loved it, and it's like I can't watch it. I had to leave the room.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's from Wikipedia. Now I know I'm not supposed to use that as a verified source,
right?
But it says it's a Polish-American fantasy drama streaming television series described as The Witcher Geralt, a mutated monster hunter, struggles to find his place in a world.
Yeah, I think it was just the sound. It was the sound of the whole thing.
Oh, it's got Henry Cavill in it. That's Superman.
Yeah, I'm down then.
He's kind of too monotone in it. No.
I'm going to be honest, there's no way I'm going to watch it because Criminal Minds is too graphic for me. There was an episode with a farm. That's all I'm going to say. And if you watch the show, you know what I'm talking about. What TV show do you hate that everyone else loves?
Grey's Anatomy.
Whoa.
Now, did you try to watch it from the beginning or did you try to get into it after, like in one of the later seasons? Because it gets a little weird then.
So I'll be honest. I watched the first two seasons like when it was on TV and you had to wait for it to come out on TV, that next show and everything. And then I just couldn't watch it anymore. It just got really predictable and I was like, I can't watch it anymore. And that's sort of like how House got for me too, but I did watch all of House. That one I actually do like.
With Grey's Anatomy, I was there until Izzy saved a deer in the parking lot. And it's because when the show came on, it was like 2005. So I was a senior in high school, and in a past life, I was a nursing student. So I was like a CNA at that point. And I was like, yeah, this will be just like my life. And you want to know what? There were no dreamy men.
Yeah.
There was no hooking up in a supply closet.
No McSteamy, no McDreamy.
I felt so let down. Like, the drama was not there. There was a lot of hand washing, you know, a lot of heavy lifting at work, but none of the glamour.
No, none of the glamour. And I totally understand that because I work in healthcare right now.
Oh!
I know healthcare workers, and they can be little scandalous sometimes.
I think maybe it's just me, you know? Maybe that's why I wasn't having people approach me in the storage closet. I don't know.
A little awkward.
Yeah, what TV show do you hate that everyone else loves? You hate The Office,
yeah,
which...
it's everywhere right now, too. Like, Comedy Central is literally playing it 12 hours a day.
Well, I really used to hate The Office. Like, Mike, I hated it. And then I started watching it on Netflix, and I refused to finish it because I can't let it go. So,
wow. It's not going to turn me, though. I promise you that. It won't turn me. It hasn't in 10 years.
Yeah, but you watch a lot of stuff that I would never watch, Mike. Like, you get sucked into wrestling.
I love wrestling. The scripting in wrestling is better than that of The Office.
You watch the murdery stuff on the ID channel. Like, just try The Office.
There's funnier stuff on the ID channel than there is in The Office.
No, there's not.
Mike?
Yes?
We're done, Mike. We're done.
Are we breaking up?
It's all about Liz.
Did I just get dumped live on the air?
Wouldn't be the first time. It seems to happen to you a lot.
Mike! No!
I'm sorry. I'm the king of all letdowns, but that's the story of my life.
Mike has bad taste. It just is what it is.
My Wikipedia is going to read bad taste and letdowns.
Did you make a Wikipedia for yourself?
No, but when there is one, that's what it's going to say.
Sometimes I just Google myself to see if there's anything out there.
Oh, I always do that to make sure there's nothing bad either.
You just be glad that your last name is hard to spell. Talking to Emily from Koi News 6 and Koi News AM Extra, what TV show do you hate that everyone else loves?
The TV show that I have never, I wouldn't say I hate it. I don't know. I just have never gotten into it, is Big Bang Theory. And I don't understand why it is so popular.
I'm kind of with you. I've never been a huge fan. Like, I get that Sheldon was kind of funny, but the other ones kind of seem a little whiny. And that's a lot because I'm very whiny. So maybe I'm like recognizing whiny and whiny, but like, oh.
I agree with all of those things that were just said.
Oh my gosh. We're going to get hate mail.
I'm like setting myself up here for angry letters because I know it's like the most popular show in the history of like network sitcoms, but I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Emily from Koi News 6 and Koi News AM Extra. We hope you have a fabulous morning.
Thanks, guys.
What TV show do you hate that everyone loves? We started talking about this because you hate The Office.
Yeah, and I can't get away from it right now. It's always on Comedy Central.
We put it up on social media. 105 won the buzz. Lori said Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I can see that. It's had such a long run, though. Some people love it.
It's been on for like 16 years, 17 years.
Yeah, it lasted longer than my marriage.
Yeah, a lot of things lasted longer than that. Olivia said Friends. Valerie said This Is Us. Jana said The Simpsons.
Wow.
My favorite response, though, is Amy. She said The Masked Dancer. How is this even a show? And I have to agree with that because how is that a show? At least with The Masked Singer, you could be like, oh, there's clues, their voice. Do I recognize it? Right. On The Masked Dancer, I feel like I'm just staring at like a, at
moving
their body.
Body parts.
Yeah, like, ooh, that thigh looks familiar. Who does it belong to?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.